here's a story from The World.
3 billion, and that's billion with a B. That is the new estimate of how many animals were killed or displaced during the last Australian wildfire season. It was the worst fire season ever on record there.
It's hard to think of another event in the world in living memory that has killed or displaced that many animals.
That's World Wildlife Fund Australia CEO Dermot O'Gorman speaking to the Australian Broadcasting Corporation after the release of a new report detailing the fire's impact on wildlife, which the WWF funded. To come up with the 3 billion figure, scientists estimated the number of mammals, reptiles, birds, and frogs living in the area affected by the fires. That stretched out across some 44,000 square miles, an area nearly the size of Pennsylvania. Chris Dickman from the University of Sydney oversaw the new study. He told the ABC that the estimate for the 2019-2020 fire season is actually a conservative one.
One of the things that we really are very conscious of is that we haven't been able to include a lot of the different species groups. So fish, for example, we haven't had to get any good estimates of fish numbers. And yet fish are likely to be very heavily impacted by the aftermath effects of fires.
Dickman said some animals might have been able to outrun the fires, kangaroos and emus, for example, but koalas and other smaller animals were a different story.
I guess it's the less mobile species and the smaller ones that depend on the forest itself that are really in the firing line.
Dickman speaking there with the BBC. The fires also killed at least 34 people in Australia. Intense heat and dry conditions made for perfect bushfire conditions. Scientists say the record fire year was made 30% more likely because of climate change. Australian authorities are now reviewing the government's response to try to be better prepared to tackle next season's blazes.
From PRX.